Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Patrick, this is a first, a two-time selection for the perfect pop playlist.
Man, Jim, I'm so excited that I want to dance on a light-up sidewalk.
It's day two of Perfect Pop.
Yes, it is, Jim.
It's day four of, what are we calling this, Deck Party Week?
Deck Party USA.
Oh, yeah. Wait, get that on the mic. There we go.
It's Zima time again. We're back to the Zima.
We lost one of our Perfect Pop contributors because he went over to replenish.
He's got an air. No, it's not a Zima. It's a beer.
No, it's the
Baltimore. I needed a palate refresher after the Zima.
Yeah. Hear that out of your mouth.
All right. So on this episode of Rock in the Suburbs, starring me, Jim Lenihan.
And me, Patrick Foster.
And our guests, Bud Verge and Brett Motif.
Yes.
We're going to talk about their picks to go on the Perfect Pop playlist. Yeah. It's a position of honor. So, you know, here's the thing. It's kind of like that Hollywood Walk of Fame, right?
Yep.
You get that star. We don't actually have a star for you. The difference is, though, on the Walk of Fame, I think you actually have to, you know, there's a funny thing. You have to pay for that. You know that?
Oh,
the
I
star,
did not know
The star
that.
Is actually get on the Walk of Fame by paying like tens of thousands of dollars.
I had no idea.
Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
No.
So,
interesting.
Pony up, guys.
Okay.
All right.
My wife doesn't let me leave the house.
How do you
cash.
Put a price on this?
Who wants to go first on the Perfect Pop pick for this episode?
I'll go first this time.
Brett. All right, Brett.
You know, I'll tell you what, I've heard what the other people have picked this week, and I'm feeling under the pressure a little bit because I feel like they dug really deep, and I might have taken the easy road on this one.
Well, you know, Brad, I once chose Nicki Minaj for a Perfect Pop song.
I feel better already. I feel so much better.
I would not worry about that.
You know, the guys had so many great picks, and I know Bud's going to have a great pick right after me. You know, as soon as Jim notified me of we're going to do the Perfect Pop, it took me about 30 seconds, and bam, this is the song.
Okay.
But wait, hang on. Didn't you say you had to run it past your wife that too?
I did. My wife's out of town. That's why I got to come over tonight. She was calling me from the beach and up in Jersey, and she's like, well, you're going out to Jim's house. What shows you doing? So we're going to do a few shows, and we're going to do one where you pick the perfect pop song. What are you picking? Well, why don't you just wait for the show?
Right.
Brett, what song are you picking? Almost like she wanted to get her approval. I'm like,
I love
do
that.
I have to tell you? You do. So I told her, and she's like, that's not perfect pop. That's R&B. And I'm like, oh, God.
It counts.
So I should not have shared it with her.
All right. So is that what we're going to hear? The R&B song?
It is.
Okay.
I think it's pop, but it's a little R&B.
Yeah, okay.
So
I just want to make sure she didn't overrule you.
She didn't. I stayed with it. So back to as soon as you notified me, this song came after 30 seconds.
All right,
so let me talk about it just for a second.
Yep.
So here's why I think I took the easy road.
Okay.
It's from one of the biggest albums of all time.
Okay.
It's one of the biggest songs of all time from one of the biggest artists of all time. You probably already know the song or have a general idea what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys are going to say, oh, yeah. Critically acclaimed, album went number one, song went number one.
Okay.
Sent this guy beyond the stratosphere into whatever's beyond that. And it broke racial barriers. It blew MTV up. Everyone loved this song. The video went crazy.
Got it.
Live performance of this song went crazy. So all that being said, its effect on MTV, its effect on America, effect on the world, the album. It's also a very good song. You know, produced incredibly, incredible people on the album. Great beat. Every time you hear it, you know the song. I don't care how old or young you are. So my pick for the perfect pop song is Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Love it.
She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. Then
All right, Billie Jean now has a special place on the
this is amazing.
Perfect Pop
this
playlist because you're the second person to pick it.
The very first
is
time
that
this
true?
Has been
yes.
picked twice.
When was, did you pick it before?
No,
Patrick?
I did not.
Oh, no, it was our friend Mary Nahorniak.
Mary Nahorniak.
I'll tell you what, honestly, I did not know that, so I'm That's thrilled right. I didn't know that, and I'm glad that she did too.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
It was on Thriller.
Yeah.
And Thriller came out in 82. This song was released in 83. And went stratosphere, right? So how many people on the deck? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people on the deck. How many people, when I was introing it, how many people knew the song?
I was figuring out as you were.
I had a guess.
And
I
wanted you to.
What it was.
And I wanted you to.
Yes.
Yeah. And I wanted you to. So.
No, well done. Well done.
It just came to me. It was 30 seconds after your notification to me that pick a perfect pop song, and everything about this song is just...
Well, that says a lot, too, when you pick it that fast.
Bud, what do you think?
I think it's a great song. I have the album, 82, 83. I think 9 out of the 10 songs on that album were singles.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't beat it. The guy from Heatwave, what's his name, Rod Temperton, is all over there.
That's right. Yeah.
Guys from Toto are playing the music. I mean, you can't beat it.
And also a record that, as you said, Brett, catapulted Quincy Jones into the stratosphere as a producer, right? His work with Michael Jackson.
Like you said, Bud, there. If you go into the list of people that worked on that album, including Quincy producing it and all the musicians, it was a who's who of everyone. And
that's
that,
right.
That album is probably still one of the biggest selling albums of all time. It's definitely 1, 2, or 3.
Oh, yeah.
And that album starts off with Wanna Be Starting Something, that bum, 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 bum.
Yes.
And it just... Oh, God.
And the Thriller video and all that did for
PYT's Repeat After Me.
Goodness, yeah.
I play that. I have that album on my hard drive in my car, and it's always playing. It's just amazing. So that's my pick.
Great choice.
It came to me.
Well done,
it came to me quickly.
Fantastic.
And I thank you. I love it. Love it. I'm going to listen on the way home tonight.
Oh, it's the best.
Beautiful.
It's the best. All right. So take a break here.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Right. You need a break.
I need a break.
All right.
Man.
Take a break.
I really need a break.
And then we're going to get the perfect pop pick from Bud Verge.
Bud Verge. Right.
Perfect.
Okay, so Patrick had to leave us right now. He had something else he had to do. And I think the thing he had to do was he had to go rate and review Rock in the Suburbs.
Yeah, that's important
sure, absolutely.
To do.
Yeah,
it is.
It's important to subscribe and rate and
subscribe
review.
And rate and review. So what you can do is you can go on iTunes and you can click a certain number of stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
Five
that would
stars.
Be a good way to go. And you can also then write a little review, right?
Yes, you can write a review and... Give it 5 stars.
There you go.
It's the best thing to do.
And please do that because it really does help the show. It elevates it in the iTunes algorithm. Kevin, you work in digital. You know something about algorithms?
I do. It raises it up in the charts and makes it more noticeable for others.
That's
it,
right. More visible.
More visible.
More people discover it. More people hopefully then listen to the show. And then our wives allow us to continue to do the show. That's
the most
that's how it all works.
Yeah.
Right.
We get to do stuff like this on the deck.
That's right. Right. Exactly. So when you get a chance, kind listeners, please go to Apple Podcasts /iTunes, rate and review the show, and give it
5 stars.
Very good. Okay, now we're back on the deck. We lost Patrick. He had to go take care of some dad business.
It's important.
And
pick up Zimas on the way home.
That's right.
Too.
But we still have the party going. And I have my Zima still.
The party is rocking.
I'm
out
about
here.
Halfway through this.
Our party is not yet out of bounds.
I wasn't going to drink mine, but I have a quarter left. So I guess I'm back on the Zima bandwagon.
I hate to be wasteful.
Finish it up. It's a beautiful night. It's citrus refreshing.
It is. And, Bud Verge, now you have a perfect pop song pick for us, right?
I do. Like Brett, when I got the text that we were doing perfect pop tonight, I texted over my wife because that's all married couples do, text each other.
Sure.
We don't actually talk. We'll be laying in bed at night. She's on her side. I'm on my side. We're texting back and forth. I'm like, honey, we're going to do a perfect pop song. And she's like, what's a perfect pop song? And I'm like, well, it's anything you think is perfect. And she goes, well, is it perfectly constructed? Is it perfect words? Is it perfect? She's like trying to come up with the definition and the And I'm like, honey, there is no definition.
She's
it's
overthinking
you think
it.
Is, yeah. What is perfect?
Yeah.
So she's texting me back all these songs. I'm sitting here in Panera eating my salad, my pick two, and trying to
This could not be more suburban right
it
now.
It could not be. Well, I took Friday off because we just finished up a big homestand. I was, butt tired. And I'm like, I went down to D.C., got my global entry all taken care of on Friday morning.
Okay.
I came back to Silver Spring. Nice. Went to Panera. I'm going to pop over to the record store for a couple minutes and see if I can spend my allowance.
Perfect.
And I'm, you know, clicking back and forth with her on text. She's texting me all these songs. Like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I'm like, oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So finally, I think we kind of finally settled on one that we thought was nice for the time. It's festival time, isn't it?
It is.
Everyone's going
to
festivals.
Very festive. Mm-hmm.
I think it's Glastonbury is this weekend in the UK. Yep. It's a big festival. But really the first big festival that ever really happened about 50 years ago, I think last week or the week before,
mm-hmm.
out in Northern California, a little thing called Monterey Pop.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Which All was right. kind Good of call. Like the beginning of the Summer of Love in 1967.
Was. What a great summer.
Put together by John Phillips. Had a lot of great bands at the Monterey Pop Festival. Took them 50 years to have another one. I don't think the people that were too happy that that festival happened there. Janis Joplin played.
Hendrix was out there, right?
I think that was Hendrix's first show in the United States in 1967.
He put on a huge show out there, I remember.
The Who. A lot of folks. Yep. So the song I'm picking is kind of like an homage to Monterey Pop and the people that, you know, put it on. And I completely forgot that the Mamas and the Papas put on Monterey Pop. They were them and Lou Adler. They went out and got all the bands and put it all together and made it all work. Wow. So, you know, we're going to flash back to 1965. I think it's their first or second single. And it's a song that when it comes on the radio, and I've been listening to a lot of 60s on 6 on the XM radio lately, everybody sings along. And you can choose to pick to sing either part. And my choice is California Dreaming.
Is that a flute solo?
It is.
Yes.
It's perfect pop.
Yes.
It's beginning pop.
But that is an awesome pick. I'll tell you what. When I was in grade school, our school used to put on a concert. All the kids do. All the different kids. All the different 8th grade, the 6th grade, the 5th grade, all do a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the teachers did this song. And they did all of the different, you know, harmonies and everything. So they loved it. They were about that age. They were older, and they really, you know, this was back in the 70s. So they really, and this song was, when was this song released?
65, I think.
So I remember all the teachers did this song. They did a nice job with it, too. But I absolutely love this song. It's very mellow and smooth, but it's also powerful, too.
Yeah, it is. Right.
The way they bring in, I went, every time they come in, it's a powerful, smooth, soft song. You know what I mean? It's got a lot of, I love it. It's an awesome, awesome pick.
Thank you. Thank you. I think, we were just talking while I was playing that, you know, we're sitting around the table here on the deck, and part of us are singing the call out part, and the other half of us are singing the response part, and are like, who's singing what? But like, somehow everybody finds the part of the song that they like, and they sing along with it, and just it becomes their song. And it's just a fantastic song, and I'm glad to add it to the, perfect pop canon.
What an addition. Wow.
You know, the other thing about this song is that when you consider it in context of the times, not that I was around at this time exactly, but it was, you know, with that era of the Beach Boys, and there was this sort of aura around California, right? That whole idea, like California, the Golden State, right? The, you know, land of hope and dreams, whatever, right? This whole idea of like, it was the place to be in the, you know, mid-60s. It almost had this like
a mythological
yes,
aura.
There, that's
iconic
what I was looking
place
for.
To be,
mythological,
you know?
Thing, right? So like, and so for all the, you know, kids listening to this on like their AM radios in the East Coast or the Midwest or whatever, was this song just really encapsulated that mythology, right? This idea of California dreaming and I got to get out to California and all of that, right?
Absolutely.
It's a fantastic song.
All right. Well, thank you for the pick.
You're welcome.
All right. A great addition. That's a great pick.
Okay. So we lost Patrick, as I mentioned. And so I think, Kevin, you're going to pick up some slack here, right?
Sure.
You're going to be ready on cue. All right. On cue. So, for instance, you should listen to Rock in the Suburbs win. Kevin?
Every day.
Every day. There we go.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every day.
At the one and make, half it a, speed. Make it a part of your day, Kevin.
Oh, man. I guess I don't pay Patrick enough. We need to keep him around.
Truth. Yeah. Big shoes to fill.
Truth.
All right. And you can find the show on Apple Podcasts or Audio Boom or Stitcher or TuneIn. You can also find us on our website, which is suburbspod.com, or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at suburbspod. Or you can call the Suburban Party Line, and that number is
612-440-1984.
Yay!
Yay. Well done.
Good job. All right. Thank you for that, and thanks, guys, for coming on out.
Thanks for having us. What a great time on the deck, and everyone here, and having a cold Zima and a cold beer and a beautiful night, and talking about music. How could it be better?
It was great.
Enjoyed it, yeah.
Thank you. Kevin Goff, Bud Verge, Brett Motif, Bill Horn.
Thank you.
You know, anytime you guys want to come in and, you know, fill in for Patrick, come on over.
Absolutely.
It was great having you. So
thank you for having us.
All right. And I'm Jim Linehan, and this is Rock in the Suburbs. And I guess we'll talk to you next week.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton, driving down the 101. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California. Nothing's gonna stop me now. California, here we come, right back where we started from. A pedal to the floor, thinking of the war, gotta get us to the show. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California.
It's 1966, Darlene, and baby, I'm feeling it.
I know. The 60s are an important and exciting time.
Aren't they? It's like there's something happening here. And what it is ain't exactly obvious.